Okay, let's start Shvius Dav Yutes, the third parak of Masechta Shvius, as we have a haskala in Parak Me'emasai. Parak Me'emasai, the third parak. The first two parakim were about Tosefa Shvius and other related malachos, what's mutter during and what's Durabanan and what's Maris Ayin. And we spoke a lot about the Egyptian bean the past couple of days, about when is the proper year for type of growth that spans two different years. Is it a previous year or the following year? We spoke about Lakita, we spoke about Ashrasha, we spoke about other related issues. So now we start other factors and activities during Shmita. So, Me'emasai. Me'emasai Motzi'in Zvalam La'ashpatos. Somebody has a large pile of fertilizer. So it's Shmita, so you're not going to fertilize your grounds, but you want to store it. And if you store the fertilizer in your barn, it's just going to be smelling and not a place that you want to keep it. So you want to put it out in your field, just as a big pile. You don't want to put it out to fertilize your ground. You want to just put it in the pile. But if you put it out in the field, it looks like you're fertilizing your field. So that's a problem. So how and when are you allowed to put the piles out in your field just for storage purposes? And you'll use it after Shemitah. But during Shemitah, you don't want it to look like you are fertilizing your field. Says the Mara Fulda here. Derech Ovdei Adama. It's the derech of farmers, of people who work the land. Lichnos hazevel lamakam echad basadeh, to gather the zevel, the fertilizer, the dung, to one place in the field. Ve'oseh sham ashba gadola, to make a huge pile. Right, make a huge pile, and eventually you take some of the pile and you spread it around the field. So when are you allowed to put this whole pile into the field? So two or three days in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. 3 days. Pashtus, they're saying different opinions. There are some Achronim that say they're kind of similar. But number one, Mishe Yifasku, according to our Girsa, Ovde Avoda. Divrei Rabbi Meir. When the people stop doing avoda, meaning when it's the normal time to not fertilize anymore. Now, people fertilize throughout the year, so at the time that people don't fertilize their fields anymore, so now there's no more Maariv Zayin, because nobody's fertilizing their fields anymore for purposes of causing it to grow. And therefore, that's when Rabbi Meir says you are allowed to put it out as a pile in the field. Ovde avoda. But if you look in the girsa of other, that's the girsa of the Pnei Moshe, ovde avoda. But everyone quotes, the Pnei Moshe quotes, and the Mara Fulda has the other girsa. Mishi yifasku, ovre avera. Not ovde avoda. When the ovre avera, the people who work their fields during Shemitah, when they finish working their fields with the fertilizer, it's the same message. But it's basically when the people who are doing the avoda, like goyim, or people who have the rights, or people outside of Eretz Yisrael, you know, working their fields, or the Ovrei Avera, right? When they stop working, so then that is when it is allowed. So that's the other girsa that we have. If you look in the end, and most the Rav Bar Tanura have the Ovrei Avera girsa. If you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnah, if you look in the Tosfos Anshei Shem, right here on the side of the Mishnah, he quotes this girsa from the Rav Bar Tanura, and let me just read you the Rav Bar Tanura. He has the gears of Ovrei Avera. V'kodem sheyifsku Ovrei Avera, usher. Before that time, it's usher to put out these piles of fertilizer. Shelo yomru me Ovrei Averu. So people don't think that you're one of them. You're one of the Ovrei Avera. Ulezabel sadeu mozi. V'yesh svarim shekasav v'yam ovdei avoda v'hihi. It's the same girsa. Says the Tosfos Anshei Shem. Al girsa hiksha ramaz zal al girsa zu. Shelo nimsa b'shas v'lo b'rambam v'lo b'rash. First of all, you don't find this in the Rishonim. Va'od eich yitnu simin ledin kolel me'averas rishayim. How could you give a shear, a measurement, by a rishayim, by a avaryanim? Oh, when are you allowed to do this? When the people who violate Shemitah, when they finish. There's always going to be those people. There's always, and how can you even give them some credit? V'chi b'chol makom hayu poshim b'Yisrael l'harshia kol kach b'farhesia. Were there always those negligent in Israel that violated wantonly in public, doing avoda of Shemitah in the karka? So v'im kein my high tektoni, right? So misha rabu over avera. See, later on we'll see misha rabu over avera hitkinu. They made a takana. See, mahu ilu b'takanasim hayu azepanim. If there were always people like this, so then how did takana help? upashet delagirsa ovde avoda hapirish bevuar mishiyipsiku mishad bedarkam la avoda avoda afishvias behem goye nechar baaretz. And it means when the goyim were finishing doing their fertilizing. I don't think, says the Tosfos Anshei Shem here, quoting the earlier achronim, I don't think that Chazal would use that. So that's our girsa that we have right here, ovde avoda. But you know, some have the girsa of ovre aver. Okay, so that's the first opinion. Remeir says, when are you allowed to put the piles out? After the fertilizing season is over. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mishe Yivash Hamatok. When the sweet dries up. What's the sweet? So, Machlokas here in the Mefarshim. The Gemara seems to say that what's referred to here is the ground. When the ground is so dry that it starts cracking, and the water starts getting in there, it's not really growing friendly anymore. And at that point, that's when you're allowed to put your fertilizer out, because nobody's going to think that it's going to, it's part of the process. Okay, that's the pashup shot of the Gemara. If you look in the Mefarshim here on the Mishnah, maybe the what's being dried out is not the ground, but it's the fertilizer itself. When the fertilizer gets so dry that it's not really usable as fertilizer anymore unless you moisten it up again. When's it going to get moist again? The following next year when it starts raining. Right? It's not going to be usable. So that's another pshat that's given on the Mishnah. Even though the Gemara seems to say the first pshat, that it's talking about the ground, it's not talking about the fertilizer. Look at the Marafolda. Misha Yavash HaZevel HaNosein Metika LaPeros. When the zevel that gives sweetness to the fruit, right, so that's when it dries up. Again, but it's not the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe, Pshavish HaMatok, the Gemara explains, when it's the ground. Stakim Shebebika. Klomer, Ukshe Avar Zman Zeh Shuvein Derech Lezavala Sadel, Fisheinu Mol Kolkach. Because once the ground becomes so dry, it's not going to help anymore, and therefore, it's, you're allowed to put it out. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishe Yikasher. Third shot, Mishi Kasher, when the ground, or the fertilizer, depending on what you know, they say it's talking about, becomes knotty and clumpy. And also, either way, it's not going to be helpful to fertilize at that point. Either the fertilizer or the ground is not going to be ro'i for growing. So three different opinions in the Mishnah. The Rambam tells us in the second parak of Hilchashmita, Lo yotzi adam zavalim mechatzero v'yitim b'toch sadeo b'shvias. You can't pile up your fertilizer in the ground, even though, number one, at most, we're talking about Issa Durabanan. Remember, it's Issa Durabanan, even during Shmita, it's not Zeria or Zemira. It's a Durabanan. And it's a Durabanan, and you don't have any, you're not have any kavana. Is it really going to help the field in that spot where you have this huge pile of fertilizer? Pashtus is not going to help, but as you carry it out, people might think that you're doing it to go fertilize your fields. That's why it's a Marasayan issue. That's the issue we're talking about. Marasayan. So you're not allowed to take out the pile. It looks like you're fertilizing your field in order to make it good for planting. But if you took it out and made a huge pile, then it's allowed. And we'll see the details of that soon. And when are you allowed to make this pile? Only once the time passes of people shemizablin bo la'avodas ha'aretz. Only when people, after the people, the season of fertilizing is over, v'hu mishe yikshar hamatok. When the yikasher hamatok, when it becomes knotty. See, he takes the word v'yikasher from Rav Yossi, and he takes the word matok from Rav Yehuda, and he talks about when people work from Rav Meir. So maybe according to the Rambam, he thinks that this is all one big shita, and that's why he takes a word from each of them in this, from this Mishnah. Okay. So those are the three, opinions, or maybe it's one. So ad kama mezablin. So even when you're allowed to put out the pile, we say that you have to do it in a certain way. You have to put out a certain minimum number and size of piles. So ad kama mizablin, ad shalosh ashpatos lebeisa'ah, you need three piles. An ashpa is a pile, a big pile of the fertilizer. You need at least three to a beisa'ah, shal eser mashpelos, each one having 10 mashpelos in them. A mashpel is a type of kli that was used in the olden days to, like a bowl, a big type of kli used in the field, not a pitchfork, it doesn't hold so much, but something like that, a receptacle, a kli with a receptacle, 10 of those in each pile. So it's got to be big piles and not too many piles, and then people will see, I see you're not doing this to fertilize your field. You're just doing this for storage, right? That's why there's this minimum shear. So three piles in the besa, each one of them, each pile having 10 containers. A mashpel is a type of container, it's the word I was looking for, of zevel, shalesach lesach. And each container has at least one lesach. At least 10 lesachim in each pile of three. Mosifin, and the Tanakhama here says, Mosifin ala mashpelos, you're allowed to make the piles bigger, right? The mashpel is this container. You're allowed to put more containers in the piles, vein mosifin ala ashpatos, but you can't make more piles. Can't make more piles according to the Tanakhama, because then the impression maybe that you're fertilizing. Reb Shimon Omar, afala ashpatos, Reb Shimon says, no, you can even make more piles. It's okay, even make more piles. Fine. That's the minimum. What gets out of Marisayin? Gemara. Mei Masayin Motziyin. So when are you allowed to take it out? Achalo Pasku Ov De Avoda. Maoshi Motor Lasos Ashpal Pesach Hatzero. So 1 second. You can't take it out before this time. Can you put it like at the edge? At the edge, you have a yard. Let's say you have a barn. And then the barn leads into next to your yard. And your yard is next to your field. So you can't put it in your field because that's where you're going to grow things. Can you put it at the door, like right at the edge of your yard going to your field? Is that okay, even before the time? Right, mutter lasos ashpa al pesach chatzero. Are you allowed? What are the two tzadim? Look at the Pnei Moshe, first wide line. Im dafka lohotzi velitein betoch sadehu da'asru. Is it only putting it out in your field that's asr beforehand? O Dilma al Pesach Hatziranami is maybe Shemar Sain. Or even at the door, at the edge, at the gate of your yard, it's also a problem. Shaharoa Omer, because the Roa will say, well, why are you putting it up at the edge of your chatzer? You're obviously like, put it there, now you're taking a lunch break, and then you're gonna go continue and taking it out to your field now. So maybe even at the door. They won't think this is the last stop. Right? Shaharoa Omer, Daito Shozel, Litzlomi Kan of Litno, but also Dayu. So that's the question. So machlokes about what happened in the story. Silni shal Rabbi Chiya Barba. Silni asked Rabbi Chiya Barba. Vaser lei. Rabbi Chiya Barba asered. Rabbi Chanina Amar. No, you got the story wrong. Sharolei. Right. Rabbi Chiya matered it. Rabbi Chiya matered it. You're allowed to do this. Vahavin Amrin. And because he matered it, he got a nickname. People were very upset, and they thought that he was a makel. So they matered it. They used to say, "Do nasa meiser." You know why he matered it? Gemara brachas. You know why he matered it? Because he himself was a Levi, and he wanted the field to grow well. So he matered you putting the stuff there, so it'll have a lot of produce, and it'll get a lot of meiser. So that was the rumor that they started spreading about Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya Barba. They started spreading the rumor that he only gave that heter because he wanted a lot of meiser. Look at the Mara Fulda who explains this. He used to dig meiser from Silni. Lakach mishrolei. Right? That's why he matered it. Vimizavol sadosav harbe. If you put a lot of zevel out there, yagia lo harbe meiserus. Right? And that's what this reputation. So what did he do? He wanted to figure out a way. Yeah, obviously he didn't do this for that reason, but he wanted to show everybody that that's not why he did it. So you know what? Vahore al garme lateis lechutz laretz. He paskined for himself that he was allowed to leave to chutz laretz for a little bit to lo mesa meiser. So he'll be somewhere out and he won't be in a situation to get meiser. And you'll see that my psak wasn't because I'm getting anything out of it. So he left to chutz laretz in order to not be in a position to get meiser. So people will stop saying that he gave that psak because of the Meiser. Why didn't he just stay in Eretz Yisrael and not take Meiser? So Rav Chaim Videvsky says, maybe that would give the impression that he's being mezalzel in Meiser. Right, oh, I'm not going to talk. What do you mean? This is a kachi chalakim of Kedusha. Avalo, Rav Chaim Videvsky. Avalo ratza lios kan, valo lito Meiser, shenira ki mevazi kachi shemayim. It appears like you're being mevaze, the meiser. Sheina Rotzalito. What do you mean? This is a davar shebekdusha, so to speak. This is a mitzvah. You don't want to take my meiser? If he's not there, he's not there. So he went out of the situation in order to make sure that people didn't think that. Why did people think that? Unclear. But there is a concept of in our Mesorah, not thinking and not being choshesh that poskim are being subjective. And the reason that they come to a shayla, like, they know the answer that they want to get, and therefore they look in the sources to try to get that answer. We don't believe in that. We believe that our great gedolim and poskim are objective, and therefore they look and try to figure out what the Torah wants from the Torah, not from their own, and then put it into the Torah. This is reflected by the Mishnah in Idios. But the Mishnah in Idios is quoted, and the fifth record in Idios is quoted in Brachas Daf Yutesim and Aleph in the Bavli, where the Gemara talks there about a machlokes, whether the Meis Sota, the waters of a Sota, are given to a Giores. Whether the Meis Sota, if a Giores goes through Kinui and Stira with her husband, whether you give her the Meis Sota. So the Tanaka, Huayo Omer, and at this point we think this is Akavi ibn Mahalal, says, you don't. The Chamamar Mashkin, the Chamzei Mashkin, no, you do give her the Meis Sota. The Yom Rulo, and the story there in the Mishnah is, Maisa Bachakim is Shivcha Mishukhares, Mishalayim, Vishkua. Shmai Avtalion. Shmai and Avtalion gave this woman, this Gioris, to drink from the Meis Sota. V'yomar Lahem, and it was told to them, Dugma Hishkuha. What's Dugma Hishkuha? Oh, you know why Shmai and Avtalion said that she could drink the Sota water? Because they're from Gerim. They're from Gerim themselves. Obviously, they want to treat Gerim like regular Jews. So that's why they gave the Psak that you could give the Soto. Giving the Soto water is not a great thing. But at least in terms of the conceptual, you treat the Gioris like Jews. So Dugma Hishkua, right? Rashi says there, I'll show you Domim Lahem, since the Shrine of Tali were similar, Hem Hishkua, Shrei Shrei Vatalyum, B'nei Banav Shol Sancherev. Because they're bringing the beginning, Bezerak and right? So that's what they did then. V'niduhu. And for saying this, and at this point we think Akavi ben Mahalala was the one that said this, they put him in Chayrim. They put him in Chayrim. How could you say that about Shmaya Bavtalion? Umeis beniduyo, and he died still in Chayrim. V'saklu bezna sarono, and they put a stone on his coffin to make sure that everybody knew that he was in Chayrim when he died. So a little later, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer chas v'shalom. Shakavya ben Mahalala nisnada. You think it was a Chavya ben Mahalalel that said this about Shmaya Avtalion? Chas v'shalom. She'ein azaran in Elis al kolachad mi Yisrael b'chachmo v'tara b'diras chet. He could have all Klai Yisrael on the base of Migdash. And nobody is weighs equally in wisdom and in purity and in Yiras chet kakavya ben Mahalalel. No, it was some other person. Who was it? It's me, Nidu, Elazar ben Chanoch. Right, there was a difference. You got the story wrong and... Anyway, but what's the reflection of that? The message of that story is that you can't say it's based on a personal negius. Personal negius. Obviously, if there's somebody who's not one of the poskei adar and they make up their own psak, and of course you can say that they have negius. But I'm saying, but if there is one of the great leaders that we have, so we don't say that. So here, right, the people were people faulted. People thought made it up. They said, oh, Rabbi Chiya Barba gave that heter. Because he wanted the miser, but that was a terrible thing to say, and he went, but what did he do? He didn't start screaming at them. He just quietly went and proved to them that they were wrong. Right? He went out to Chutz La'aretz, which must have been a big thing for him, and for anyone, he mattered to himself to go in order to show them. Okay. It's also the fact that there are two different versions of the story. Also, that what happened there? How was there a version of Isser beforehand? Not sure. Okay, says the Gemara Me'ata. You're telling me the Mishnah said that once a certain time period comes, you're allowed to put out the piles of fertilizer because there's no more marasayin. Says the Gemara, why? Me'ata filu misha pasku of the avoda. He also be marasayin. Right, even after. There shouldn't be a time that it's mutter. Why? Shelo yiu omrim latoch sada beis hashlachin shelohu motzi. Because after all, if you have a field that requires irrigation, beis hashlachin, remember two types of fields, beis habaal, the fields that could rely just on rainwater, beis hashlachin, you have to bring up the irrigation to the fields. So those fields are fertilized even later in the year. So if you want to say, oh, it's when people stop fertilizing their fields generally, but if you take that, so people might think, oh, you have an irrigation field, so you're going to fertilize those irrigated fields. So the marasayin doesn't stop. So the Gemara answers, Yodin hein b'nei iro im yesh lo beis hashlachin im ein lo. So the people of the city know what your field situations are. Everybody knows that you don't have any irrigation fields. You're right, the Gemara implies. If you have irrigation fields, then there's Mar Zion. then you're not allowed to take it out. But if you don't have any irrigation fields, so then that's when it's allowed. So Amar Reb Yossi, Had Amar, you see from here, and this line is quoted in many contexts that I didn't know about until you researched the sugya. Right, this line, this is the Yerushalmi in Shvius in the third parak. Is Maris Ayin determined by the people that know you, or even the people that don't know you? So you see from here, lo chashu lo over mishavim b'dei maris ayin. What about the people passing through town and they see you carrying the fertilizer out? They have no idea if you have an irrigated field or not. So what does the Gemara say? You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about that, because what does the Gemara say? The people in the in your town know that you don't have any irrigated fields, and therefore it's mutter after this. And if you would have irrigated, that'll be a problem. Why aren't we worried about passerbyers? Passerbyers could also see you carrying the stuff out, and they're like, oh, maybe he has some irrigated fields. But it sounds like for the Gemara that we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that. As long as the Bnei Iro know that he has no Beis HaShlachin, it is allowed. Right? And this is quoted in the various poskim. Look at the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Beis. He's talking about construction. Somebody needed to get their roof done, and they wanted to do it on Chol HaMoed. So he has a tshuva here about building al yedei goy on Shabbos, Yontif, and Chol HaMoed. Nishalti al dvar binyan agag al beiso shel hakatzin, Reb Leib Kap. I don't know who that is, but it's like, I don't know, some very important person that was doing his roof. Shul lufi dvarav nachutz lo ma'od. It's very important. He needs this. V'im yeshavto habali malacha kol yimei Chol HaMoed. If they took off the whole week of Chol HaMoed, yishara bayis man rav, b'li machse u'mastar mizera u'matar. There's no roof on the house. And it's terrible, and it's going to be a rainy season right after Sukkot. Because afterwards, they're going to have to go and they're building the walls of the city, and they're not going to be around. This is the only time. This is a davar ha'avid. And anyway, I'm not paying them by the day that I'm paying them for Chol HaMoed. It's a project. It's a project. So therefore, generally, make sure that we know a project. If I have a guy do a project, he can do whatever he wants. Right, I'm not paying him for doing work malach on Shabbos. If I have him ask a guy to do something for me, so he could choose to do it on Shabbos. He could not choose to do it on Shabbos. I didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos. So he says, I first assert behechlet, but then they started telling me it's difficult and it's shasat chak, and so I started rethinking and I came up with a heter. And if two other great rabbis in town agree with me, I'll matter it. That's what he says. Amna b'tznai sheyeskimu imi shnayim o shloshim beis dini agadol. Right, Bezdin. He was the Bezdin in Prague. So I don't know which other rabbis he was trying to get to be with him. He was the greatest rabbi. But anyway, he goes through the whole tshuva, and there he talks about, fine, a guy could do malacha, but what about doing malacha in public when people think that it's you doing the malacha? So that's trickier. And he says, look at the Magen Avram. Which Magen Avram? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Orachayim and Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Mem Dalid about a guy doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. And he goes through. He quotes the Magen Avram. He says the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If the malacha is being done somewhere within proximity of your house, the people walking by don't know that you are not paying them by the day, right? That you're paying them by the project. They have no idea. And the Ramah says, even if you live amongst the goyim, you have to be choshesh for the guests. Ola b'nei beiso. Says the Magen Avram, but what do you mean, choshes for the guest? The Yerushalmi in Shvia says you don't have to be worried about the people passing through. Right? He did dafyomi Yerushalmi. Right? So he says, mipnei Shvias hikilu. Right? Mipnei marasayin lo b'nei iro, tzorach lomar de b'shvias hikilu. For Shemitah, this is all Durabanan, remember. Anyway, it's marasayin of a Durabanan. So, b'shvias hikilu. So, says the Noda B'Yehuda. So this is not about Shemitah, this is not about Shvius, but it's Chol HaMoed, according to Rav Rishon, Chol HaMoed is also an Issa Durabanan. So he says, Lanias Daiti, he says, I'm not going to be more machbir than Shvius. V'yim lo chashashu b'shvius l'maris ayin shal orchim rak l'b'nei iro, gam b'chol HaMoed ein lochash l'maris ayin shal orchim. I think just like Shemitah you can be mekel, so to Chol HaMoed you can be mekel. And here, especially in this building that they're doing, it's mamish on the border. between the Jewish and the non-Jewish neighborhood. He says, "Kivan shebeiso shel hakatzin omed al hametzar bein rechov Yehudim v'hanachrim." Right in Prague, I guess there was separate Jewish and non-Jewish streets. "V'kol svivosa bati nachrim," and it's basically surrounded by goyim. This house. "Im kein orchim aboyim hinem einam yodim shimalachas yisrael klai." You don't even know it's a Jewish house. "V'ein rak shada de bnei ha'ir v'inu b'kiyeh b'mina ge'ir b'shakol agagim nasa b'kiboles." It's only for the city, and people in the city know that people pay contractors to do the roof, not daily, but for the project. And therefore, it's and it's davar ha'avid. And therefore, I think it's mutter as long as again. And the best thing to do. What if you need a Jew like a kablan there? What if you need somebody to be there? You want to have all the non-Jews do it, but you need somebody to be mashgiach there. So the Jew's going to be there. He says, try to find a Jew who has no money. So you have the other heter of cholamoid ein lo mayochal. So you have davar ha'avid. You have ein lo mayochal. So. And I'll be matter this as long as three other rabbis, are matter with me. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, "Be'isr shnei prakim ma'ushiyim muter lasuk seder azeh." So we said this is during shmita. During shmita, you can wait till the fertilizing is done, and then put your piles out. What about during Tosefes? Remember shnei prakim. During Tosefes, are you allowed to put out these piles? Nishma min adah, learn from the following brisa. Mocher ni motzim zvalim ima osin shvi ezad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to sell and even transport the fertilizer with people who do work during Shemitah. Sounds like even Jews. Meaning you could do it until Rosh Hashanah. Meaning during Tosefes, you're allowed to sell fertilizer to people who maybe are even chashud to do work during Shemitah, but it's not Shemitah yet. So you're allowed to do that until Rosh Hashanah, and you're not even planting with them. You're just transporting it. And you're allowed to sell and help transport for a guy or a kusi who have the status of gayim even during Shemitah. As long as you don't actually unload the piles and put them on the ground. As long as you're not unloading the piles onto the field, you're just transporting them onto the animals. That's okay. Lo amar. Lo amar elo ubavashli yifra kazamash pelo. So what's the limit? You're only not allowed to unload. Halat says motzi, but it sounds like you're allowed to transport it with them. And hada amar shehi mutter. And therefore, it must be mutter during Tosefes, right? It says you're allowed to help transport it all the way till Rosh Hashanah. But in temar shehu asur, if it would be asur to do the piles during Tosefes, then it would be also to even transport it to there, because that would be lifna iver or misayel dvar avera. So the fact that you're allowed to transport it with those who do work during Shemitah, and it's up to, this is during Tosefes, it must be that it's mutter to actually put the piles out during this time, and therefore it is not an issue of lifna iver or misayeya, because it is mutter right now. So therefore, you're allowed to help him do it right now. During Shemitah, you're obviously not allowed to. Good. Lifnei Iver obviously is a big topic in misayeya, but let's see if there's time. Mishiva Shamatok, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, what's the second shear? The first shear is when the Ovdei Avodah stop. Number two is when the sweet item dries out. So what does that mean? So we said there are some that give the pshat that it means when the fertilizer gets dry, but we said that's not what the Gemara says. Because what does the Gemara say here? Pikua, when it starts cracking. When it starts cracking. Pikua means a crack. Right? Where do we have pikua? Chulin. Ben pikua. Fourth parak of Chulin about the an animal that comes out of its mother that's basically born after the mother is shechted, and then the other animal comes out. It's called a ben pakua, midaraisa, doesn't eat shchita. Fascinating lumdus there. Pakua. Amar Rabbi Mana, hahein pakua de bakasa. It means the cracked ground in a valley. What does that mean? The Marafolda says that when you have cracks in a valley, so the water runs down, and those cracks in the ground get full of water. So that dries out later than the rest of the ground. So it's saying you have to wait till that stage, right? Because there's water in there, it's going to dry, it has a lot of water, so it's going to take a little later to dry out. Mishi yikasher, mishi yase, ksharim ksharim. When the ground or the fertilizer, depending on what it's talking about, gets knotty and clumpy and lumpy so that it doesn't spread well and it doesn't have proper growth. Amar Rabbi Chananya, kivan, shiniskasher, bokesher, ha'elyon, miyadu yavesh. Once the highest layer of the ground gets this clumpy texture, then that's all you have to wait for. You don't have to wait for the under that level to get clumpy. Only the highest level. Yada yavish, then it's already dry. V'tani Allah, and a Braisa proves that. Because the Braisa says, Krovin Devrei and Lioshavin. The Braisa says that these Shi'urim and the Mishnah are pretty close to each other. So the Ksharin and the Pekua. And the diak is, if you would have to wait for the lower levels of ground to get clumpy, that would be a much later. So the fact that the Braisa says that these are close together, these shiurim, it must be that only the upper layer is needed to be clumpy. But that's what the Marafolda says. V'ilu achi is kasher kol ha'ashpa heim rechokim zemizeh. And that wouldn't work, so it must be that it's the upper layer. Good. Mosifin ala mashpelos. So remember now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you have to have this year. How many? You have three in a base sa'ah, each with 10 mashpelos, each with a lesach. And the Tanakhama says you could make the piles bigger, but you can't make any more piles. And the second opinion, who was it? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that no, you can even make more piles. So says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. And the big question how to read this, many different pshatim, we'll go with one pshat. Bipoches mena mashpelos. The Pnei Moshe understands this as, the problem is only if you make more piles, but they're smaller. Right, that's the problem. Right, that the each one is smaller than 10 mashpelos. That's when it's a problem. If you would make like huge more piles, even the Tanakhama would say you can make more piles. When the Tanakhama says you can't make more piles, that means because you're making all the piles smaller. So the Gemara says now, ha, we're flipping the girsa now between the words 2 and 3. So, ha shalosh mutter, what's the diak from Rabbi Yirmiya? But 3 or less piles with less would be okay? Meaning, if you make more piles with less, that's a problem. But if you have these 3 piles and they're not as big, that will be okay? That's not allowed. Rabbi Yossi boy, in bepoches mena mashpelos, if you're making the piles smaller than the size than you're supposed to, ha shalosh aser, that even 3 would be aser. The Mishnah says you have to have 3. But if you make those 3 smaller than 10 mashpelos each, that's also aser. So the Gemara says, I don't think Rabbi Yirmiya is correct. Rabbi Yirmiya who says, when the Tanakhama says you can't make more piles, that only means if the piles are smaller? No. Ela, kianan kaimin, ba'ose, skip the next word, min kishir. No, the Tanakhama is saying, even if you make more piles just as big as the first ones, the Tanakhama says you can't make more than 3. Even if you make 5, they're just as big. It's still a problem. You can't make more. Kehada d'tani, like the Braisa says, Ein Mosifin, the Tosefta says, Ein Mosifin, lo ala mashpelos, v'lo ala ashpatos, divrei meir. The Tanakhama in our Mishnah, right, that's the, that was the held that you can make the piles bigger, but you can't make more. Rabbi Meir in the Braisa says you can't do either. You can't make more piles, you can't make them bigger. V'chachavim omrim, which is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, mosifin ala mashpelos, v'mosifin ala mashpatos. You could add on to the piles, you could add on to the size of the piles, you can't add on to the number of the piles. And we compare that. We say, u'mosifin ala mashpelos lo bikashir. When it says you could add on to the piles, doesn't that mean that we have the minimum number of piles? You have 3. You have 3 in the field, you have the minimum number, and you're allowed to add on to the size. V'dichvase, so similarly, that's what we're talking about in the second part of his statement. Ein mosifin ala shpatos avila bikashir. You can't add on to the number of piles, even if you have you have 3, you can't add on to 3. So the Braisa sounds like, no, the Tanakhama, which is the Chachamim in the Tosefta, says you can't add on to the number according to the Tanakhama. 3, minimum, you can make them bigger, but you can't make them more numerous. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. We'll continue more talking about these Ashpatos in the third parak of Masechta Shviyos.